you don't know who this man is, don't worry, because that's exactly what Barclays want. As head of the bank's retail arm, Anthony Jenkins sat shoulder to shoulder with Bob Diamond in public and in private. But pointedly, he didn't walk in his footsteps. He's not a brash investment banker. No, he's a grey man, but now in charge of a bank with a very colourful past.
Presumably, the executive board at Barclays have got approval for this hire from shareholders. And I think it's very interesting that shareholders also want to see such a grey man, such a safe pair of hands, a retail banker in charge at Barclays.
On day one, he already faces a sizeable intray as he attempts to restore the bank's reputation. Top of the pile is the Serious Fraud Office investigation, launched yesterday, into payments between the bank and Qatari investors. Then there's the LIBOR-fixing scandal. Barclays has already settled with regulators here and in the US, but a cloud still hangs over the bank and the potential for criminal charges. Mr. Jenkins also needs to oversee the compensation scheme for business missold specialist insurance, known as interest rate swaps. He hasn't appeared in public since his appointment, but did immediately acknowledge the size of the job. We have made serious mistakes in recent years and clearly failed to keep pace with our stakeholders' expectations, he said in a statement. We have a unique opportunity to restore Barclays' reputation by making it the go-to bank in all of our chosen markets. He has the support of the board on the top floor, of course, but below him, he'll have to appease the investment bankers who will undoubtedly feel aggrieved at the loss of Bob Diamond, one of their own, and concerned by the arrival of a boss who doesn't know the way their minds tick.
You have to be tough and you have to shout, that's not the world of Barclaycard or retail and business banking, which is where Mr. Jenkins comes from. These are two very different beasts.
Anthony Jenkins will be paid in the traditional banking way very well. His basic annual salary will be just over £1 million a year, but add on bonuses, long-term incentives, pension contributions and share options, he could earn as much as £8.6 million a year. Envy his salary, you might, but surely not the task in hand.